Saram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai. We continue our bhajan session. We start with the bhajan quiz and then we'll move on to the bhajan classroom. But today we are not having the bhajan classroom. We'll continue our bhajan antakshari competition that we had in the Radio Sai studios. You listen to the third part today. It's going to be very, very interesting. So let's first get on with the bhajan quiz. The question we asked last time was, tell us bhajans in which Lord Ganesha is described as the son of Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva, or Lord Shiva, and also as someone who is Dina Rakshaka, who is Bhakta Rakshaka, who is the refuge of his devotees. And we have received responses like every time, so many beautiful responses. Let me begin with Sister Lalita from Puttaparthi, and she has given us 15 bhajans where Lord Ganesha is described as the son of either Mother Parvati or Shiva, and there are these attributes of him as being the refuge, as Dinavana, as Dukkhabhanjana, as Bhakta Samrakshaka. So the first bhajan is Ambika Tanaya Gajanana. So in this you have Tribhuvana Palaka as the caretaker of all the three worlds. Then you have Bhajo Gananayaka Gajavadana. In this you have Mukti Pradayaka. So she has expanded this Dinavana Bhakta Rakshaka a little more. So she's included Tribhuvana Palaka and Mukti Pradayaka also. You have Gananatha Pahi Gajanana Partishwara Dukkhabhanjana. In this you have as Dinanath Hare Dukkhabhanjana. Then you have the bhajan Gauri Nandana Bala Gajanana. Here he is only described as Pahi Gajanana, not actually as someone as Dina Rakshaka. Gauri Nandana Gajanana, Girijanandana Niranjana. Here you have as Pahi Prabho. Not exactly fitting to what we asked for. Pahi Prabho is, you know, you are the one, please protect me. Sort of, it also in some ways perhaps fits into our idea. Gauri Sutaya Om Namo Om. Here you have Bhava Dukkha Bhanjana. Yes. Then Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesha Deva. So here you have Bhaktod Bhaktajana Poshaka, Bhakto Dharana, Papa Vinashaka, Bhakta Samrakshana. Then you have Jai Lambodara Pahimam. Here he is Karuna, you adore him as Karunanidhi. Then you have Jai Shri Ganesha Vignanasha Gajanana. So here he is adored as Dayavanta Shubhanana. Yes. Then you have the bhajan Lambodara He Gauri Nandana. So here he is adored as Dukkha Bhanjana, as Asura Vinashaka. Then you have Lambodara Jaya Gauri Suta. So here you have Pahi Prabho. You have Pahi Gajanana Dinavana. In fact, this is a bhajan that actually had come to my mind when I thought about this question. Yes, he is described as Dinavana and also as the son of Mother Parvati in this bhajan. Then you have the bhajan Pashupati Tanaya Bala Gajanana. Here is described as the son of Lord Shiva. Vigna Vinashaka Devadi Deva. So here he is as Adi Sanatana Deva, not exactly as what we had thought of as Dina Rakshaka and Dina Bandhu and all that. Apart from that, she has identified 10 more bhajans where Lord Ganesha is described as son of both Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva with some attributes. So, and those bhajans are Gauri Ganesh, Uma Ganesh, He Shivanandana, Jai Jaga Vandana, Jai Ho Mushika Vahana, Jai Vigneshwara Pahimam. She says this is a bhajan that is sung in Delhi regularly. Yeah, even I am not heard in Puttaparthi. Lambodara Jai Gajanana. Then Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadana, Matanga Vadana Mam Palayam. Parvati Nandana Gajanana, Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana, Shambho Kumara Gauri Tanaya. So these are all the bhajans where Lord Ganesha is described as both the beloved son of Mother Parvati as well as the beloved son of Lord Shiva. So thank you so much, Sister Lalita, for all these 25 bhajans that you have selected, and I hope it was a beautiful experience for you to go over through all these bhajans as we were celebrating. And we continue to celebrate Ganesh Chaturthi. I think the Ganesh chariot immersion ceremony is already over in Prashanthalayam, but I think the Ganesh fervor is still there in so many parts of the world. Ganesha celebration is still going on. It goes on for 10 days. So we are still in that fervor of worshipping the Lord of all auspicious beginnings. We have Brother Avnish Belampalli from Phoenix, USA, who has given us the bhajans Gauri Ganesh, Uma Ganesh, Vigneshwaram Bhaja Vigneshwaram, Sadguru Natham Gauri Sutam. I am not familiar with this bhajan. Jai Jai Girija Balaka Janana Jai Ho Mushika Vahana. So all these bhajans are where he is described as the son of mothers Parvati or Shiva. Well, that was one part of the question. We wanted bhajans where he is not only described as the beloved son of Mother Parvati or Lord Shiva, but also as the one who is the Dinarakshaka, who is the refuge of his devotees. We have this time response from Sister Sri Ranjani Narayanan. For the first time she has responded, and she says she is a regular listener of Radio Sai, and she is very happy with our programs. Thank you so much for participating, and she's given us so many bhajans where Lord Ganesha is described as the son of Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva. Amba Bhavani Shiva Shambho Kumara Ambika Tanaya Gajanana Gajanana He Shubhanana Gajavadana Gajanana Lambodara Gananatha Gajanana Mangaladayaka He Gananath He Gananatha. So yes, all these bhajans you have Lord Ganesha being described as the child of the divine parent. But in some bhajans, like for example, Mangala Dayaka Hai Gananatha, he is described as Pahi Dayala. And that is what we were looking for in this bhajan, where he is described as the refuge of his devotees. And then we have Brother Ravi Ranganathan from Singapore, who always contributes and enriches this session. He is given as the bhajans Vinayaka, Vigna Nashaka. Here you have Anatha Rakshaka. Yes. Then he is given as the bhajan Jai Ganesha Deva. Here you have Bhakto Dharana. Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana. In this you have Vigna Harana Shubha Mangala Charana. Not exactly that, but yes, the one of auspiciousness. Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai 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 Vigna Vinashaka. So here also we do not have exactly that. Here it is more of Shubha Mangala Dayaka. And he is given Jai Ho Jai Ho Mushika Vahana. Yes, I mean this bhajan you don't exactly have the attributes of Dina Jana or, you know, Bhakta Rakshana. Jai 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 Girija Balaka Janana. He mentions that this is a bhajan where we pray to all four members of the Lord Shiva's family. In fact, there are many more bhajans where we do this. Perhaps some other time we will have a quiz on this bhajans where we pray to all the members of Shiva's family. Then he is given as a bhajan Vigna Vinashaka Shri Gananath Partipurishwara Sai Gananath. I am not familiar with this bhajan. Vinayaka Vinayaka Vigna Vinashaka Vinayaka. So here also you described him as the son of Lord Shiva and Parvati, but not so much as the refuge of the forlorn or refuge of devotees. The ninth bhajan is given as is He Shiva Nandana Jai Jagavandana. Here you have Parama Dayaghana, yes, as the embodiment of compassion. Then you have Lambodara Gananatha Gajanana. So here also you describe him as He Shiva Nandana, as Parvati Nandana, but that's about it. Then you have Parvati Nandana Gajanana, Pashupati Nandana, Niranjana. Yes, we describe lot of attributes of Lord Ganesha here as the son of Lord Shiva and Parvati, but not as the refuge of the forlorn. And Brother Ravi Ranganathan, he has sent a prayer. He says, let us all pray to the Lord who is worshipped first and who is the beloved son of Mother Gauri, the beloved son of Lord Shiva, who protects us, the one tusk Lord Vinayaka, the remover of obstacles, the Lord whose divine feet are auspicious, who is the embodiment of the primordial sound, the destroyer of the obstacles, the protector of the helpless, and the bestower of bliss. We have also response from Basant Pandey from Nepal, again someone who always contributes to the bhajan quiz. And he is given as a bhajan Jai Jai Girija Balaga Janana Pahi Gajanana Dinavana Gauri Ganesh Uma Ganesh Vinayaka Vinayaka. So perhaps many people have responded thinking that you have to send us bhajans where you describe Lord Ganesha as either the son of Mother Parvati or Shiva or as Dinavana. But we wanted bhajans where both these things are there. Doesn't matter. I think in any way, if we can think about the Lord, I think that is very beautiful. At least one aspect of it is covered in this. And he's given us some more bhajans. He's given us actually 11 bhajans. Gajavadana Gananatha, Gajavadana Vinayaka, Lambodara He Vigneshwara, Gajavadana Gananatha Natha, Jai 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 Ganapati Deva, Parvati Nandana Gajanana, Shambho Kumara Gauri Tanaya, Mangala Charana Gajanana. Thank you so much, brother, for sending all these responses and ruminating on Lord Ganesha during this auspicious time. Yeah, Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, who has given us Jai Jai Girija Balaka Janana, Jai Ho Mushika Vahana. Gauri Ganesh, Uma Ganesh, and Vinayaka, Vinayaka. We also have Bhuvana Shankar from USA, and she has given us the bhajan Jai Ho Jai Ho Mushika Vahana, He Shivanandana, Prathama Vandana. Thank you so much for your responses. I hope in some ways this helped you to connect to this beautiful, delectable form of the Lord. The form of the Lord that has charmed mankind since eons, since the time before Rama and Krishna. Since the Vedic times, Lord Ganesha is worshipped, and he is worshipped all over the world. It's not just in India. He is worshipped in the Middle East. He is worshipped in the West. He is worshipped in so many countries, in Thailand, in Malaysia. And it is so beautiful in some ways to connect to this powerful facet of the Lord who fills us with all protection and all auspiciousness. So coming up, the quiz for the coming week. So this time, tell us bhajans where the sentiment that is expressed in the last line of the bhajan is, O Lord, we offer our salutations at your lotus feet. O Lord, we surrender at your feet. O Lord, we offer our obeisance at your lotus feet. Your lotus feet is our refuge. So any of these sentiments, think about bhajans where in the last line of the bhajan, we are praying to the Lord, offering ourselves at his lotus feet, surrendering ourselves at his lotus feet, or praying the chance to serve his lotus feet, or offering our heart at his lotus feet, anything to do with offering ourselves at his lotus feet and worshipping his lotus feet. This should be the sentiment in the last line of the bhajan. So please send us your responses. By this Sunday, you have 3-4 days. You can send us by 11th of September. As always, you can send to quiz@radiosai.org. Thank you so much, and I hope this is going to be an exciting bhajan adventure, like always. I eagerly look forward to all the responses that will come. So I think this is a very beautiful, you know, every bhajan ends on that note, you know, it ends on that note of surrender. And you have to look for bhajans where it ends with that note of surrender at the lotus feet. So let's spend our time in these thoughts of surrender and offering our worship at his beautiful lotus feet. So it's time now to move on to the program. So today we are not having a bhajan classroom, we are not learning a bhajan, but we are enjoying being part of the Sai Bhajan movement. So you're going to listen to the third part of the Bhajan Antakshari quiz that we have done in Radio Sai some time ago. You already heard the first two parts in previous weeks. So let's now enjoy. Thinking about bhajans through different angles, and thinking about bhajans in a way that enlivens and that adds a lot of spirit and josh to our lives. Here is it, Bhajan Antakshari in Radio Sai.
Saram to all of you. Welcome back to the third episode of our Bhajan Antakshari competition. As usual, we have four teams with us: Bhava, Raga, Shruti, and Tala. In this third episode, we have five different, very interesting rounds. And the first round, you need to give me five bhajans, and the five bhajans starting words, not word, words. And if you can give me correct answers, that is five correct bhajans, 5 into 2, you get 10 points, goes to that team. And the first question goes to Bhava. Bhava, are you ready? Please give me 5 bhajans, and the starting word of this 5 bhajans should be Jai Jai. 20 seconds time allotted. Within 20 seconds you must start giving the answer. Jai Jai.
Jai Jai Vithala Panduranga Vithala.
Okay, number 2.
Jai Jai Bhavani Ma Ambe Bhavani Ma.
Okay, number 3.
Jai Jai Gopala.
Okay, number four.
Jai 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 Ganapati Deva.
Okay, and the last one.
Jaya Jaya Govinda.
I'm sorry,
Jaya.
That is wrong. It is not Jaya Jaya. It is supposed to be Jai Jai. So therefore, one answer is wrong and four is right. So 4 into 2, you get 8 points. 8 points goes to Bhava team. And the second question goes to Raga. Please give me 5 bhajans and the starting words should be Hari Hari. Hari Hari.
Hari Hari Narayana.
Okay, first bhajan.
Hari Hari Govinda Narayana.
Okay, two over.
Hari 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 Bolo.
Okay, very good. Three over.
Hari Hari Bhajo Man Sai Ram Bhajo.
Very good. Four over. One more. One more. Time. Sorry. On the dot. Sorry. So 4 right answer. 4 into 2. 8 points goes to Raga team. And the third question goes to Shruti. Are you ready? Give me 5 bhajans and the starting words should be Shiva, Shiva.
Shiva, 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 Yanama.
Okay, done.
Shiva, Shiva, Shambho, Hara, Hara, Shambho, Sai, Shambho, Shankara.
Done.
Shiva, 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 Yanama.
Okay, 3 over. 2 more. 2 more. Two more bhajans.
Shiva Shiva Shambho Tandava.
Okay, four. One more. Sorry, time up. You gave me 4 bhajans and 4 into 2. So you get 8 points goes to Shruti team. And the last question goes to Tala. Are you ready? Give me 5 bhajans. Starting word should be Jaya Jaya.
Jaya Jaya He Jagadisha Mahesha.
Okay, one.
Jaya 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 Jagavandini Ma.
Okay, two.
Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Nanda Lala.
Okay, three.
Jaya Jaya Rama Jaya Raghurama.
Correct.
Jaya Jaya Mohana Murali Gopala. Jaya
okay.
Jaya Jaya He Gajanana.
Right. You are giving me more than what I need and you get 10 points. That is the end of the first round and we switch over to the second round. This is really very interesting round. We usually sing bhajans. But when we sing bhajans, we don't concentrate on the pronunciation. Sometimes we tend to do manipulations too. Just to cover up when we forget something, to cover up the timing, we usually try to give some wrong words. And many people do that. But we should sing the right version. For you, we are going to sing a wrong version. Please identify the mistake. We will not repeat. We will sing only once. You need to be very sharp in catching what is right and what is wrong. And there is passing in this round. And for right answer, you get 5 points. And passing, you get 3 points. And after singing the bhajan, you have only 15 seconds time to identify what was the mistake on that bhajan. And the question goes to Bhava team. The first question. Identify the mistake. in this bhajan.
Sadguru Sai Saraswati Brahma Deva Sati Bharati Mangala Manjula Vagvilasini Veena Vahini Kailavati Hamsa Vahini Vidyadayini Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati.
That was the question for you, Pava team. Can you identify what is the mistake in this bhajan?
The mistake was there only in the fourth line.
Can you identify the mistake, please, for me?
Veenavadini Kalavati.
What is the right version or the wrong version?
This is the right version.
Can we tell me the wrong version first, what we did?
The wrong version is Veenavahini Kalavati.
Can you sing that and correct for me?
Veenavahini Kalavati
is wrong. And the right one is?
Veenavadini Kalavati.
Give up the hand and that's the right answer. 5 points goes to Bhava team. And the second question goes to Raga team. This question is for you.
Namo namo Nataraj namo Harajata Jute Dharashambho. Namo namo Nataraja Pavana Brahmachari Danava Madasamhari Parti Puri Vihari Paramadaya Ganeshauri. Namo namo Nataraja.
That was for you, Raga team. Can you identify the mistake?
It is Pavana Brahmachari's mistake.
Pavana Gangadhari.
Can you sing both the version? The wrong version or the right version for us?
This is the wrong version.
Pavana Brahmachari.
The right version is Pavana Gangadhari.
Give a big hand, that is the right answer. And 5 points goes to Raga team. And the third question goes to Shruti. Are you ready?
Shiva Shiva Shambho Tandava Priyakara Bhava Bhava Bhairava Bhavani Shankara. Shiva Shiva Shambho Tandava Priyakara Natana Manohara Nataraja Shiva Hara Hara Bam Bam Bholinatha Shiva Shambho Shankara
Vishwanatha Shiva Shivaya Nama Shiva
Sai Nata
Shiva.
Come on, the first line.
You please identify what is the mistake and give me the right version.
The third line is different.
Please sing what is the third line. Sorry. Time up. Tala. 10 seconds
the
for
right
Tala.
The question is Har Hara Hara Bam Bam Bhola Maheshwara Dama 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 Runatana Manohara.
What are the mistake we did?
Shivam Sai Sundar
Natana Manohara Nataraja Shiva.
That is the right version. The right version is
Hara Hara Bam Bam Bhola Maheshwara.
The right answer. Because the question is passed on from Shruti to Tala and you get only 3 points in this round. So 3 points goes to Tala and the question once again goes to Tala team.
Guru Nanak ji ki jay jay kaar, jo bole so hoye nihar. Allah Sai le lo salam, Mohana Sai le lo salam. Salam salam lakho salam, salam salam mera salam. Yeshu Pita Prabhu Sai Ram, Buddha Zurashtra Mahavir Naam. Salam, salam, lakho salam,
sana sana mera sana.
Yes, Tara team.
Jo bole so hoye nihar. This is the right version.
What is the wrong version we did?
We sang
Jo bole so hoye nihar.
That's the right answer. Can you once sing for us? What is the right version for us?
Jo bole so hove nihal.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer. 5 points goes to Tala team. That's the end of the second round. We'll have a quick glance towards the scoreboard.
Tala, 18. Bhava and Raga, 13 each. Shruti, 8.
We start the third round, and the third round is called Rhythm Round. In this, we will give you a particular bhajan. We need to sing in two different styles. And you need to complete the bhajan in whatever the beat that we change. And for the best rendering, you will get 10 points. We'll have a demo version now.
Dum 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 damaru baje. Dum 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 damaru baje. Har bole nath shiva shambho baje. Har sai nath shiva shambho baje.
This, I am going to change the beat.
Dum 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 damaru baje. Dum 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 damaru baje. Har bole nath shiva shambho baje. Har sai nath shiva shambho baje.
This is how you need to complete the bhajan without the break of the cycle. And the first question goes to Baba team. The question for you.
Oh, oh, Nandalala, oh, oh, Nandalala, Sundar Sham Gopala, Sundar.
This bhajan is in 7 beat. Now I will change the beat and try to sing according to the beat which I play.
Oh, oh, Nandalala, Sundar Sham Gopala. Oh, oh, Nandalala, Tumi ho Bansi Dhari Shama, Ayodhya Pati Sita Rama, Pati Baba Karuna Nida. Makan chora Yashoda Bala, Makan chora Yashoda Bala.
The rendering was perfect, and the Baba team gets full 10 points. Give a big hand to Baba team. The second question goes to Raga team.
Nirupama guna sadana charana nirajadara nayana. Nirupama guna sadana charana nirajadara nayana.
I think you know this bhajan. Can you sing in this rhythm?
Nirupama guna sadana charana nirajadala nayana. Kashayam varaveshadharana kaliyuga avatara. Nirupama guna sadana charana.
Sorry, it is not correct. It is not on the rhythm at all. The correct version of this bhajan rendering will be 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
నిరుపమ గుణ చరణా చరణా నీరజ దళ నయనా కాషాయాంబర్ మేషాధారణ కలియుగ అవతారా.
The third question goes to Shruti team, and the question is for you.
Jai Jai Bhavani Ma, Ambe Bhavani Ma, Ambe Bhavani Ma, Sai Bhavani Ma, Jai Jai Bhavani Ma.
This song is in 6 beat. Can you sing in 8 beat?
జయ జయ భవానీ మా అంబే భవానీ మా అంబే భవానీ మా సాయి భవానీ మా జయ జయ భవానీ మా అంబే భవానీ మా షిరిడి నివాసి మా పరిసి నివాసి మా హృదయ నివాసి మా సాయి భవానీ మా.
వెరీ గుడ్, దట్స్ రైట్ ఆన్సర్ అండ్ 10 పాయింట్స్ గోస్ టు శృతి టీమ్ అండ్ ద లాస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ గోస్ టు తాళా.
జయ గోపాలా జయ గోపాలా జయ గోపాలా జయ గోపాలా జయ రాధే గోవింద గోపాలా.
I hope you know this song. This was an 8 beat. Can you sing it for me on 7 beat?
జయ గోపాల జయ గోపాల జయ గోపాల జయ గోపాల జయ సాయి గోవింద గోపాల జయ సాయి గోవింద గోపాల జయ గోపాల జయ గోపాల జయ గోమయానంద హే సాయి గోపాల నిత్యానంద రూప సాయి గోపాల జయ సాయి గోవింద గోపాల జయ సాయి గోవింద గోపాల జయ గోపాల జయ గోపాల.
Right answer, 10 points goes to Tala team. Let's start the fourth round of Bhajan Antakshari, and this round we call this as scale changing round. You should make only one attempt and we will give you a bhajan on a particular scale. You need to pick up at the very first attempt and then we'll change the scale. Once again you should be able to take in the exact shruti or the chord what we play, and like that we will change 3 times. When we change 3 times, all the 3 times, if you get the correct answer, then you will be awarded 3 into 2, 6 points. Otherwise, no. One right answer, 2 point. There is no passing in this round. It pertains to particular team. We start with the Tala team. The first question.
పరతీశ్వరా సత్య సాయీశ్వరా.
This is the song for you. You got the song. Now, we will put 3 different shrutis. And you should be able to take the very first attempt, it should be correct. You understand? There is no second attempt. The first attempt should be correct. And within 15 seconds, you need not sing the entire song. Just sing the first line on that particular note. The first question goes to Tala team. That's right answer.
Partishvara Satya Saishvara.
That's right answer. The last attempt.
Partishvara Satya Saishvara.
Perfect. You're very good at Shruti and you get 6 points goes to Tala team. And the second question goes to Shruti. Shruti team, be on Shruti.
Raghukula Bhushan Rajivanayana.
That's a question for you. Please make 3 attempts in 3 different scales and only one attempt for you. And the first question goes to Shruti.
Raghukulabhushan Rajivanayana.
That's the right answer. Second attempt.
Raghukulabhushan Rajivanayana.
That's the right answer. The last one.
Raghukulabhushan Rajivanayana.
Fantastic. Once again, they get 6 points. And the next question goes to Raga team.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopa.
I hope you all know this song. So, the first attempt for you here. Start.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopa.
That's right. Second attempt.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal.
That's right. And the last one.
Guruvayur Pura Shri Hari Krishna Narayana Gopal.
That's right answer. Once again, 6 points goes to Raga team. And the last question goes to Bhava. Yes. First attempt, Bhava team.
Omkara Priya Sai Rama.
Okay, accepted. Second one.
Omkara Priya Sai Rama.
Okay, accepted.
Omkara Priya Sai Rama.
Sorry. That was the second attempt. So anyway, give a big hand to this team. Two answers right. So they get 4 points. 4 points goes to Bhava team. Let's have a quick glance towards the scoreboard.
We have Tala team 34, followed by Bhava 27, Shruti 24, and Raga 19.
We are going to the last round of this third episode, which is called Quick Fire Round. In this, the question is thrown open to all the teams simultaneously. You have +5 for the right answer and -5 for the wrong answer. And the first question goes to all the teams. Get set. Give me two bhajans where the Trinity of Gods come in sequence. Trinity of God comes in sequence. Yes, Bhava team committed. Please give me.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Saishwara.
Okay, one more bhajan.
Hey Brahma Dayamaya Hey Maheshwara.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer. So you get 5 points. Bhava team gets 5 points. The next question is, give me a bhajan in which all lines end with the word Isha Mahesha. Isha Mahesha.
Hara Hara Shankara Samba Saja Shiva Isha Mahesha. Tava Priya Kara Chandra Kala Dhara Isha Mahesha.
That's the right answer. 5 points goes to raga team. And the third question is thrown open to all the teams. Give me five bhajans starting with the word Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Five bhajans.
Sai Ram.
Next one.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo.
Okay, two over, three. Third one.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Okay, two more you have to give me.
Sai.
Two more bhajans.
Sai Ram, Sai.
Okay, one more bhajan, quickly, time is running short. Sorry, time up. Minus 5 goes to Team Shruti. The next question is thrown open to all the houses. How many times does the word Bolo come in the bhajan?
Govinda Bolo, Gopala Bolo.
How many times Bolo comes in this bhajan? Yes. Yes, give me.
Eight times.
That's the right answer. 8 times comes, and 5 points goes to Raga team. And the last question. Daily we sing Arati. How many times does the word or the phrase Om Jai Jagadisha Hare comes? How many times? How many times? Tell me. Raga team has committed. Quickly.
6 times.
Sorry. 5 times is the right answer. 5 times the right answer. And minus 5 goes to Raga team. That finishes the end of quick fire round. That's the end of this quick fire round. We finished this third episode of Bhajan Antakshari competition. Let's have a quick glance towards the scoreboard.
We have Tala team in the first place with 34 points. Followed very closely by Bhava team, 33 points. And the third place is a tie between Raga and Shruti with 24 points.
So dear listeners, that was the third part of the Bhajan Antakshari competition that was held in the Radio Sai studios some time ago. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope to do more such competitions in the recording studio, because I think it has its own charm and, you know, the own variety of looking at bhajans. It's really so interesting. In some ways, I think we are doing it every week as we participate in the bhajan quiz. So the quiz coming up for this week is, just to remind you what I mentioned before, please tell us bhajans where the sentiment that is expressed in the last line of the bhajan is, O Lord, we offer our salutations at your feet. We offer our obeisance to your lotus feet. Or we surrender at your feet. Or please give us this opportunity to serve your lotus feet. So any such sentiment that you find in the last line of bhajans, in fact most of the bhajans end with a note of surrender, but here we are looking at surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. So please tell us bhajans where you find this beautiful sentiment expressed. As always, you can send a quiz at radiosai.org by Sunday. So you have 3-4 days to ruminate on bhajans and think about surrender and the beautiful lotus feet of the Lord. So it's time now to move on to Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, and I will be back after an hour, and we are going to have an exciting hour of Utsaha, the youth hour on Radio Sai. It's going to be the third episode, and many beautiful stories, music and humor packed and waiting to serve you, to serve Bhagwan. So it's time now to hand over the mic to Prem and Harishankar for Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much. Sanam.